Hi there, welcome back to our final lesson, and I am super excited about this one. I wanted to talk about this one for a really long time. The Witch's Perfect Familiar. I didn't know. I didn't know long before I understood what was going on with me and that I was a witch, and that was all part truly that I believe. Every healer, shaman, medium, Reiki, I believe we're all witches. So here's the thing. I didn't know about a witch's familiar, but I've had several in my lifetime. And once I give you this information, I probably think you're going to see you're going to know. The relationship between a witch and her familiar or his familiar runs very, very, very deep. Maybe one of the most spiritual, connected relationships that you can ever imagine. So, familiars are a small or big household pet or animal that serve as the witch's companion. Now, according to legend, familiars are sort of like guides who take an animal form on earth. They're loyal guardians, they're protectors to their witches, and they're sent to help assist them with their magic. So I want you to know that and understand that because when I understood what a familiar was, I was like, oh my God, that's what Hawk is. 1,017 million trillion percent, Hawk is my familiar, sent here to help guide me, to protect me, and to be with me. Now, here's a funny story. Is my first horse growing up, that was my pony that was here to protect me and guide me, was a pony by the name of Kitten, and she was a black pony. The first dog that I believe was my familiar that was here to protect me and guide me was a black German Shepherd cross that woke me up, and I almost actually died in a house fire when I was pregnant with Melissa. The next dog that comes into my life that is a huge familiar is this giant Great Dane by the name of Taj Mahal, and she passes just after I discover that I'm a medium. And then the fourth familiar is my black lab hawk. Did you know every one of the animals are black? Until I really sat down and thought about it. Now, hold on. I don't want you to think that what I'm saying that is that all familiars are black. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I believe that every familiar, from the pony to the Great Dane to the German Shepherd to my dog, I think it's the same familiar that's coming back in a different animal form. And I think that they're continuing to come through. They're loyal, 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 and they're, you want a protector? That's them. Does that mean that your familiars have to be black? Does it mean they have to be cats? Absolutely not. They're not just pets. They're our truest friends and confidants. They hear it all, they see it all, they understand, and they know us better than we know ourselves. They know us better than we know ourselves. They are physically connected and they can telepathically communicate with us. So it really is how they find you is very ironic and interesting. The pony was given to me by my sister. The black German Shepherd was a rescue that we had rescued from the SPCA. The Great Dane was also a rescue that was given to me unbeknownst, and Hawk was also a gift that was given to me from a friend. So crazy how that works. So you'll find your familiars don't necessarily come to you in like the traditional way, like, hey, I'm going looking. And that's not to say that they can't, it's just to say that it can be a little bit out of the ordinary. You'll notice your familiar will know your moods. They'll watch you. They'll stay connected to you. They'll follow you, whether it's a horse that you go out to, or whether it's, a cat or a dog or whatever your familiar is. They're physically and psychically chattering with you all day long. You're picking up on their energy, and they're picking up on your energy. And it's just like the two of you are batting things back and forth energetically. When you go to do your magic and you're working on a spell, typically they're there, or if they're not right in the room with you, they're sending you the energy. Snakes are also familiar. Spiders, it doesn't matter. The sky's the limit to whatever connection you have with whatever animal it is. So let's talk about how does a witch meet their familiar? Well, they just sort of show up. And I think that you'll be like, oh my God, yes, they do just sort of show up. But like, it's just some weird synchronicity of events that happened. And somehow that familiar is coming into your life right where they were unexpected or expected to be. I guess if, we're looking at things and saying, yeah, that makes sense. Can any animal be a witch's familiar? Yes. Insects, cats, mice, rats, toads, ravens, and dogs, doesn't matter. You name it, anyone can. And it depends upon the witch and the animal for them to have a connection. So sometimes two spirits, that being the witch and the familiar, want to work together and they find an affinity for each other. And this means it won't matter who the spirit belongs to if it's a fated meeting that draws them together. So oftentimes you meet someone, they own a dog, they own a cat, and somehow that ends up being your cat or your dog. That's just how it's meant to be. Just how it's meant to be. One of the biggest familiars we see with witches is often cats, and cats have been admired and revered as sacred from the days of great goddesses and gods. And so I think that the witch remembers her past, she remembers her history. I think that that has a lot to do with it. But I don't think it, I think things are changing, and we're seeing a lot of witches with different familiars at this time. But the next time you connect with your familiar, I want you to remember that this is your gatekeeper. This is the protector of your magic. This is the person, animal, I call it a person because it's a guide that's going to bring you clarity. And they're never, ever, ever, ever going to not be loyal to you. Ever. So in the 20th century, the familiar was known then. They were either pets or they could have been wildlife. So that's the thing, is that back then the witch could have had, an elk that came and visited her in her garden, and she would use that as her familiar. When you see them, when you connect with them, you instantly know that's my familiar. And I hope that when you're listening to this, I hope that you have one. I really want you to have one. But if you don't, I don't want you to give up on not having one. I want you to have a mindset. I want you to have an energy. I want you to have a belief and a knowing that your familiar will come to you in this lifetime. Put it out there into the universe. Expect it, ask for it, and be open to receiving it. I would love to know about your familiars, so please reach out to me and share them. But the biggest thing is, I think that this lesson for me is all about telling you, hey, yeah, you know that spiritual connection you think you have with your animal? You do. And use it. Talk to them, use them to help guide you, relate to them, and connect with them. Because you're not crazy. That is your familiar, and that is exactly why that's happening to you, because that old soul is there to guide you and see you through. I hope you enjoyed Basic Witch Level 4, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.